The Gemara Masech Tachulin, Daf Tzadik Tesma Beis, quotes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Gira Noshesh in the special. If you have a Gira Noshesh that was cooked together with other Gidim, so if you can identify which is the non-kosher Gid, says the Mishnah, remove it, and as long as it's bottle, Bishishim, it doesn't give off tam, it's you could eat the rest of the gidim and laugh, but if you can't identify which of the non-kosher gid, then you can't eat any of the gidim in that pat. Ask the Gemara, why in a situation which the non-kosher gid is not identifiable, can we not eat anything in the pat? Filizatul beruba, why shouldn't it become bottle in all the other Gidim? A very, very big machloikus rishonim. When the Gemara says v'levatul berubai, how could we say roiv? We've been learning in this perek over and over again that the halacha is that you need shishim, that it shouldn't be nice and tam. So how does the Gemara seem to indicate that roiv is enough? So some rishonim say that's exactly what the Gemara really means. That the Gemara means, when the Gemara says Vilvatl Berubai, it means Shishim. There are other Rishonim that suggest that since this is a situation of Min Beminoi, but Yovesh Beyovesh, it's two dry pieces, they hear Roiv is adequate. There's also a question that when the Gemara says Vilvatl Berubai, does that mean I'm allowed to eat all of the gidim in the pot if it's bottle? Can I eat them all? Can I eat them all only if I don't eat them all at the same time? But that is not the subject of our shiur. Says the Gemara, Bar Yashani. The reason why a gid can't become bottle, because a gid is a barrier, and a barrier, something which is halachically considered a din, a barrier, cannot be bottle. There's a very big machloikus harishonim. If this din, that a barrier doesn't become bottle, is that a din? Why? And is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? So the why, most rishonim are of the opinion that since we find that a barrier, something which is halachically considered a barrier, even though it's very small, is osur. The best example always to give is an ant, a worm. So we see that the Torah gave a chashivas to something which is a barrier. So once we see that the Torah gave a chashivas to something which is a barrier, that it's osur, therefore it's similarly osur, it also cannot become bottle. The question is, given this svara, how far do we take the svara? Most rishonim are of the opinion that this svara is the basis for why the Rabbanon said that a barrier is not bottle. But that the halacha, that a barrier is not bottle, according to most rishonim, is a din de Rabbanon. There are, however, rishonim that disagree. There are Rishonim that disagree, and they hold that a barrier is Aser Midaraisa, being that just like we find that you could be part, just like we find that a barrier is Chayiv for eating a barrier, even when you have the smallest amount, as we just said a moment ago. So if that's a Din Daraisa, the halacha is similarly that a barrier is not bottle, is a din d'oraisa. The halacha, most rishonim are of the opinion that a barrier is not bottle, only mid rabbanon, and the Rishonim, however, say that because a barrier does have a basis in the Rabbah, in the Raisa, we've particularly machmer in the halachas of a barrier not being bottled more than in any other halachas. There are a number of shittas in the Rishonim what constitutes a barrier. Most Rishonim are of the opinion that these are the requirements for something to be considered a barrier. One is that it has to be osur mitchilas briyasai. It has to be osur from when it came into creation. Again, the best example I could think of is an ant, a worm. Those are osur from when they were created. It should be a self-standing item. The Rishonim discuss in our Gemara, the Gira Nesha is considered a barrier. And that's why the Gemara says it doesn't become bottle. What about Chalif? We speak quite often in the Gemara here in Masech Techulin about Chalif, non-kosher fat on an animal that was cooked together with the kosher meat. And quite often it's quite obvious that if you have the proper shiurim of bittel, the chalev becomes bottle. So the question is, why is chalev not considered a barrier? We just said that the requirement to be considered a barrier is that it should be there mitchilas priyosoi. So the chalev is also in the animal mitchilas priyosoi. So the Rishonim say because the chalev is not in one spot, the chalev is not a self-standing entity, unlike the Giranosha, or another example that the Gemara uses often of something of a barrier that doesn't become bottled, an oif tameh, a non-kosher bird. There too, it's a self-standing item, something which is not self-standing is not considered a barrier. Another condition is that the barrier, and therefore since this chalev is not whole like it was from when it was created, then it's not considered a barrier. Tosfos, the Rosh, give another condition for something to be considered a barrier is that if you divide it, it will no longer have the same din. Get a gid, hanosha, the example that our Gemara is discussing, is a perfect example. A gid hanosha is only considered a gid hanosha as long as it's whole. An oif tameh that we spoke about a moment ago, it's only an oif tameh when it's whole. If you'll cut off a piece of the oif tameh, it's not going to be considered an oif tameh. It's going to be considered a piece of the oif tameh. If you're going to cut off a piece of the gid hanosha, then it's not considered a gid hanosha anymore. It's considered a piece of the gid hanosha. It's interesting to point out that the Ramban doesn't quite understand why this should be the halacha. Why it doesn't make a difference to the concept of barrier that it's considered, that it has to have this condition that when you take it off, it's not the same thing. The Rishonim continue discussing a raya. Why, as we said a moment ago, a barrier is only considered its usur mitchilas briyasai. The Gemara says that a shor haniskal, an animal that was sentenced to death, is not considered a barrier. Why not? So we see from here that because a shor haniskal, an animal is not born, that an animal is not born as, in a state that it's usur. And as we said, it has to be usur mitchilas briyasim. Another concept that some Rishonim want to suggest, that the only thing that's considered a barrier is something that has a neshama. And therefore, if you had a kernel of wheat, it would not be considered a barrier, even though it's a whole kernel, but it doesn't have a neshama. Again, the Rishonim say that when we say it has a neshama, it doesn't mean that it itself had to have a neshama. The raya is our Gemara. A Gira Nasha doesn't have a neshama, but it's part of an animal that has a neshama. And since it's part of an animal that has a neshama, that's why it's enough that it should be considered a barrier for that reason.